HKX Mobile.
Good morning, Patrick. Gerald TR Mobile.
Good morning, Miss Bernice.
Good morning, Patrick.
Oh, hope you're having a good day. We just tend to Oldies and to Walmart, our normal run, and headed towards the house.
I'll tell you, if you're going to be out here on Wade Hampton down here toward Target, make sure you're not speeding. They are out in force.
Well, we saw three of the motorcycle Gestapos earlier. They were having a meeting in the middle of the road and had all their blue lights on. It was just about in that area.
Good to see them. Let's put it that way. Maybe they'll slow some of these people down.
Thinking. But I'd like to see them do that in task forces out there on I-85 and 26, et cetera. I'm not against people speeding a little bit, you know, on an open road. But when you're driving like a maniac at 100 miles an hour or something, dodging in and out, they need to get that stopped. Their hands are tied. There's just too much area and not enough police officers, put it that way.
How about that?
By 10, 11, 12 years ago, I was up on Wade Hampton, and I kept wanting to get in his lane, and he was running radar with his motorcycle. So finally, after a stoplight, I kind of speeded up a little bit, gave a turn signal, and had a decent, what I called a very decent gap between us, and I switched lanes because I think it was Bernice's birthday. Yeah, that's what it was. And I wanted to get in that other lane pretty quick, and actually I didn't need to because it was further down there than I thought, but we was going to the roadhouse, and he stopped me. But he just gave me a warning ticket and said I changed lanes too quickly. And I told him why. I said, you wouldn't let me get around your motorcycle without you speeding up to the speed limit, and I couldn't change lanes. So, because there was so much traffic behind him. And, you know, nobody wants to pass a police officer. But at any rate, he was very courteous. Boy, they're sharp-looking guys, I'll tell you that much, Patrick.
Even with the job they have to do, though.
Bernice used to patch up the Kansas City Highway Patrols, or Kansas City police officers, motorcycle jackets. And I know my old motorcycle jacket had a few scuffs in it. But, she always fixed them up and put new zippers in and whatnot. Boy, those things were heavy-duty jackets, let me tell you, first class. But they got some beautiful bikes. I think they're BMWs. And they have the newest radar, and I'm thinking they got LIDAR on them. I'm not sure about that. But I know they got Ka-band radars on them because my detector tells me so.
Kind of radar detector. I just try to watch my speed limit and not do anything I'm not supposed to.
But trying to explain this to Highway Patrolman's not easy. But you didn't even ask about that. They don't care. They can get you one way or the other. In frequencies. And I enjoy that because I ran electronic countermeasures when I was flying in the Navy in the different aircraft I was in. And so it's just a game with me. If I'm out on the highway, which is rare, if I get one, I'll reach up and hit the odometer thing and zero it and see how far it is that I picked him up. Usually they're very close range now, but their radars are at 34 gigahertz and they're extremely high frequency and not that long a range, but they can get you out there pretty far. I forget now, but most of the encounters are at a half a mile. I've got them as much as 4 or 5 miles in the hills where you're hilltopping. But I just enjoy it. It's fun. I'm no big speeder or anything like that. But I will say down in Florida, it saved my butt several times when the speed limit was 55. and everybody was running 65 or so, and they had a radar in every little berg as you went along.
I know what you mean about that. Now, you got to be careful like that. That's for sure.
That Florida line going towards Clearwater, there was a radar trap. If the town had one house and one stoplight, there was a radar trap in it, and that's no joke. I think it was between 10 and 15 contacts I got just going to Clearwater after we crossed into Florida.
Down there in quite some time, so I don't remember the area too good.
Before DJW just got back from Fort Myer now, I don't know which side of the coast he drove back up. But apparently, he didn't run into him like that, because he come right along, put it that way, and got, in the 40s on his gas mileage, so that Avalon done him real good, Patrick. Well, where are you at, and how's your sales going today, Mr. Gerald T.R.?
Sales have been okay. I'm out here on Wade Hampton right now. I'm getting ready to go in front of Rutherford Road. Going to meet another distributor for lunch, so go meet him and then come back and finish up the day.
Well, we're on the road home. Won't be too far. We'll be getting there. I might make one stop on the way. Not sure yet. But, gosh, it's nice to see the sun today, ain't it?
What about that? I'm so glad it's not raining like yesterday.
To the dentist to get her teeth cleaned, and I was sitting there like, well, I'm hurting sitting here, so why don't I get up and walk? And didn't really feel like it, but I felt better after I did. And I just walked around their parking lot, and I guess the girls inside asked her, does he always walk that much? And she kind of laughed and told them no.
Some of them uncomfortable chairs will make you want to get up and walk.
I like these seats in the Avalon, but it's just with a bad back. When you sit, it just increases the hurt. And depending on the chair, if I sit in an easy chair downstairs, I'll hurt within 5 minutes. And I get up and move over to my CW chair and work some CW. Didn't see much last night. Well, I didn't even try last night. Night before, though, I worked Comoros Islands, which is out in the Indian Ocean. It's a little bitty place, and I've worked it before, but probably not the same. No, it was the same station I'd worked years ago on 40, but I worked him on 15 meters. And then I heard a guy from the Balearic Islands, and so I thought, that'll be an easy one. And he was in the Med. And, I couldn't get him, but I could get the guy off of the east coast of, it'd be the west coast, I guess, of Africa, the far side of Africa. You just never can tell about propagation. I'm sure I'd have got him if I'd have waited long enough, but I didn't. But it goes to show you that you never can tell how those signals are going to bounce.
That's for sure. I don't have my HF up right now. I took it down last weekend when we were working on my antenna, so I got to rerun the cable in the house again.
When you get over on the other side of Africa over there, it gets dicey because you're getting out about halfway around the world. That's getting up towards 9,000-10,000 miles, Patrick, and those are a little bit more difficult, and without a beam or something, I don't know if I'll ever get into Thailand and Vietnam and that. I've worked China and India and places. I can get into India from here, but there's some places there that I don't get that are rough to get at.
Doing the whisper test before I try to get on to see how far I can get out. And on the little antenna I've got on it, I've made it all the way to Egypt, so that's a pretty good ways for me and my setup.
So mobile? Yeah, that's probably 5,000 or 6,000 miles. I've worked Egypt. Not a whole lot. There's a lot more operators in, you'll hear Bulgaria every night, Lima Zulus and stuff like that, is Slovenia. Those are Italy. Those are very, very common. But still fun to work. If you haven't worked that guy, you might just tickle him to death, you know, if you give him a contact. So I just get on there. If I hear it, I work it. I don't care. I've got most of the countries in the world, so I don't worry about numbers.
DXing thing anyway, I'd like to have a conversation and rag you. But Tom, I'm going to have to clear out. I'm getting into heavy traffic, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. You and Miss Bernice, be careful on in, and I will talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Nice to hear you this morning, Patrick. Always a pleasure. And we are just about home, so all say 73s and KO4HKX and 0TR, 73s, Patrick.
Checking my signal moving here.